Hi, I'm Trevor Pinch from Cornell University in the United States.
And I'm Mark Lane here at RFI in Paris.
Welcome to WebWatch,
your weekly view of new technologies.
So today, Mark, we want to speak about one person, Alan Turing.
Yeah, we certainly do. This is only the second time we have devoted a WebWatch show to an individual. The first time was when we spoke about Steve Jobs shortly before he died.
Yep, I remember that sad occasion. Well, Alan Turing is also a very famous man, but he died back in 1954, so why are we interested in him now? And by the way, when are we going to do a show on a famous woman?
Don't worry, the women will get their turn. But the United Kingdom government is about to open an Alan Turing Institute, which will be devoted to studying the use of big data and to conduct research into algorithms.
Anyway, I think we should say something about the man. He is the father of computer science, of course, and it was he who formalized the notion of what an algorithm is.
And what is an algorithm, while we're on the subject?
Well, an algorithm can be defined as a finite list of well-defined instructions for calculating a function.
Oh, you know your stuff. Okay, so what else did the father of computing give us?
Well, of course, he gave us the Turing machine and the Turing test.
Okay, I know the Turing test is when a machine is able to so closely mimic human behavior that we don't know if we're talking to a human or a machine. On this score, IBM with their Watson computer is getting pretty close to passing the Turing test.
You've got to remember, though, that all Watson did was beat the pants off a human at the TV quiz show Jeopardy. Now, in limited domains, machines can be better or indistinguishable from humans. That doesn't mean a computer could be as good as you on WebWatch, say.
Oh, I should say not.
And then there's the Turing machine, which is often said to be the basis of modern computers, but is in fact the theoretical basis of computation itself.
If we start to try to describe what a Turing machine is, we'll be here all night.
Well, let's just say that when computer scientists get together, the ghost of Alan Turing is watching over them. In fact, modern computers are really von Neumann machines.
Yeah, John von Neumann was the famous Hungarian mathematician who ended up in the United States. But what is a von Neumann machine?
Okay, it's a machine with an architecture involving a central processing unit, a writable memory, and input and output devices.
Well, I'm glad we've got that one down. Interesting, both Alan Turing and John von Neumann were researchers at Princeton University in the United States in the years before the war. They must have known each other.
Yeah, von Neumann attributed the origin of his work on computers to the theoretical underpinnings actually provided by Turing.
Okay, and then there's the question of Turing's work in the Second World War.
Yes, he's considered to be the man who did more than anyone else to bring about the downfall of Adolf Hitler.
Indeed, this is, of course, a British point of view. A Russian would tell you it was Joseph Stalin.
Let's not go there, shall we?
Well, Turing's contribution was to lead the work of deciphering the German military codes at Bletchley Park, which meant that Britain often knew what the Germans were planning. Churchill was even able to warn Stalin of the impending German invasion in 1941. And that was a warning Stalin chose to ignore.
Look, I thought we said we'd lead the Russians out of this.
Okay, well, Turing also made several major contributions to deciphering German signals, and in particular, German naval signals. This was crucial in winning the battle we called the Battle of the Atlantic, where German U-boats were destroying British shipping so fast that Britain could have run out of food and fuel.
Of course, it was that victory in that Atlantic campaign which made it possible for the American forces to join Britain in invading Europe.
So we have a lot to thank Alan Turing for. Of course, his reward was to be arrested in Manchester for being a homosexual, which led to his suicide. But on a more cheerful note, did you know he was a world-class marathon runner? If he had a meeting in London, he'd sometimes run the 40 miles from Bletchley Park to attend the meeting.
He's also responsible for a number of famous quotes. I like this one. A man provided with paper, pencil and rubber, that's rubber, not eraser, and subject to strict discipline, is in effect a universal machine.
A universal machine being a Turing machine. The one special feature of a Turing machine is that when it is calculating something, there is no way of predicting when it will finish. It may even carry on forever, a bit like some of the computer programs I've written in the past.
And like a marathon. But here's my favourite Turing quotation. We can only see a short distance ahead, but we can see plenty there that needs to be done.
I'm sure that if Alan Turing could come back for a day, he'd probably be totally unfazed by the technologies we have invented since his time, and he'd probably think we haven't gone far enough. So let's wish the new Alan Turing Institute well in carrying forward his fundamental research.
Yeah, good one, Alan. And that's all we've got time for today. So it's goodbye from me, Trevor, at Cornell University.
And it's goodbye from me, Mark, here at RFI in Paris. We hope you'll be with us next week on WebWatch.